We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We'll start with the NFL wild card round. Five of the six games are all wrapped up in the NFL's wild card round. The Bengals, Bills, Bucks, 49ers, and Chiefs will all be moving on to the next round. In the NFC, the Packers will face the 49ers, and the Bucks will face either the Rams or the Cardinals, whoever wins that game tonight. For the AFC, the matchups are set. It'll be the Titans and Bengals and Chiefs, Bills in the divisional round. We had some big time performances in the wild card round, including two quarterbacks who threw for five touchdowns. Mahomes blistered the Steelers for 404 yards and five scores on 30 completions, and Josh Allen stole the weekend with his dominant performance over Bill Belichick's usually impenetrable pass defense. 21 of 25, 308 yards, and five touchdowns through the air. And oh, by the way, he added another 66 to his total on the ground. Elijah Mitchell led the way for all running backs with his 96 yards rushing, and his teammate Deebo Samuel did pretty well for himself on the ground as well, totaling 72 yards. The 49ers had two of the top four rushing performances from Wild Card Weekend. Jerick McKinnon rushed the ball 12 times for 61 yards, and he caught all six of his targets for 81 yards and a touchdown in Sunday's 42-21 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. He'll be someone to target next week in DFS lineups. Mike Evans was the top dog at wideout, 9 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown. Jamar Chase finished with 9 catches for 116 yards with no touchdowns, and Travis Kelce led the way for the Chiefs, 5 catches for 108 yards and a score. Nick Bosa left Sunday's game against the Cowboys with a concussion. He'll have to clear protocol before he can return for the Niners matchup against the Packers next weekend. Niners linebacker Fred Warner appeared to be in significant pain when he suffered a non-contact injury in the fourth quarter of Sunday's wild card win. He's slated for further testing this week, but Kyle Shanahan appears to be confident that he'll be able to play against the Packers. Coach Bruce Arians noted that Leonard Fournette, who wasn't activated from IR ahead of Sunday's playoff win over the Eagles, hasn't been able to hit top speed without feeling his hamstring injury. His status will still be in question for next weekend. It'll be Gio Bernard and Keyshawn Vaughn who will carry the load for the Bucs if Leonard Fournette can't go. The Bucs had a couple of offensive line injury scares during Sunday's game against the Eagles. Both Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen went down with an injury at points in the game, but both were able to return later on. The Bucs' offensive line has been one of their strong points throughout the course of the season, so they'll need both of those guys heading into the next round. Rams-Cardinals tonight. Final wildcard game comes up this evening. LA hosting Arizona with the Rams 3.5-point favorites in this one, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, over-under resting at 49.5. Key injuries to follow tonight: Van Jefferson, wide receiver of the Rams, questionable with a shoulder injury. James Conner is questionable with a rib injury for the Cardinals. The running back was spotted at practice on Saturday. J.J. Watt is traveling with the Cardinals, but they can wait until 4 p.m. to activate him off IR if they so choose, and they'll probably wait every last minute. DeAndre Hopkins has been out with a knee injury, and a return still seems unlikely unless the Cardinals are able to make it deeper into the postseason. NBA slate today, 12 games on tap for MLK Day, starting as early as 12:30 p.m. Eastern with the Pelicans and the Celtics. Let's go over some key actives and inactives. We've got Justice Winslow questionable against the Pacers. Luke Kennard doubtful for today's game for the LA Clippers. Jeremy Lamb questionable against the Clippers. And Malcolm Brogdon, his teammate, questionable today as well. Dwight Howard was listed as probable for the LA Lakers, as well as LeBron James. And Carmelo Anthony grabs the questionable tag. Kyle Lowry is out for Miami due to personal reasons. And Draymond Green of the Warriors out for at least two more weeks. Matisse Thybul is going to be out at least a week for the 76ers. Wendell Carter Jr. out again. He won't play today for the Magic. That'll be his sixth straight miss. Jrue Holiday won't play today for the Milwaukee Bucks. Clint Capella has been ruled out for the Atlanta Hawks. Larry Nance won't play today for the Blazers. Neither will Cody Zeller. And Marcus Smart out today for the Celtics with that opening tap against the New Orleans Pelicans. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.